Alrighty. Testing, testing. We're on Daf Mem Dalin Amud Aleph. Alright. Shnei Kupos. Two boxes. Shnei Aliyahs. Two attics.
What are you doing, Mem Dalin?
44A.
What are you doing this? Okay, sorry. I have two places in here. So that's why. Sorry.
That's alright. I don't want you to get upset.
No, I just.
Just be happy. Be happy that you have two kupos, right? If you, it's good to have two kupos. Two boxes full of money. One's for Yisachar and one's for Zvulun. Anyway, the two kupos, two boxes, shnei aliyos and two attics, shnei maguros baliyachas, or two storerooms in one attic. Now, I don't know why he calls it a storeroom. It can't be a room if it's in an attic. Or it could, maybe it could be, I guess. I don't know. It's really a container which is attached to the ground. That's what my cousin's son described it. Yeteskel Harbin described that. I don't know where he got that from, but anyway, the bottom line is it's not usually moved around. Okay, I was going to say this. But if you have two storerooms and two attics, in that case they're not mitzarif. Ma ben kupos lemagurus. What's the difference? Kupos darkon hispanos, boxes are commonly moved from one place to another. You take one box, you put it in an Uber Eats, and it gets delivered, right? So it gets moved around. Well, shayinkan, maguros, ain darkon hispanos, contents of storerooms are not commonly moved. So therefore, the word here is implausible. It is implausible that the contents are going to ever mix with each other. So therefore, they don't mix.
And the two piles of grain in two different cities, that's going to.
That's plausible. Oh boy, Shamsi doesn't like that thing. We're going now, not according to Reb Shimon. This piece of Gemara is not according to Reb Shimon. Obviously not. Then, let's see, it says if you have a mixture of 101, then you have to take a saw out of the 101 to give to the Kohen. Until that time, it's not much of Reb Zera, Rukhiya, Rishem, Rish Lakish. Choyofon Shte Kupas. He had two boxes of chulin. Each one had 50 saw. And now one saw falls into one of the piles. And you do a base of nofla. We don't know which pile it fell into, right? We'll call pile A, pile B. A saw fell into one of the piles. We don't know which pile it fell into, A or B. Each pile has 50. Ratzal halas mizumala. Mizumala, that is to say, if the saw that you want to give the Kohen, you could pull it out of number A, or you could pull it out of B. It doesn't matter, as long as you pull it out of one of the two. Maximizu, maximizumala, or you could even do a half a saw from each pile, right? That's the deal here. So that's a pretty straightforward halacha. Now, Rish Lakish adds on a new halacha here, which is a little difficult. The Cheshnei Mikvos. Just get a little hack dummy here. Every mikveh, what's the shear, everybody?
40
saw. What happens if I have 40 saw and I pour a bucket of 3 lugan into the water? It's good. Doesn't do affect it at all. What happens if I have 20 saw and I pour 3 lugan of water into it? It disqualifies the water. How are you makshir the water? What you do is, it says, is you run a water supply through the puddle until you have washed it out with 20 saw plus the 3 lugan, so that you've, in a sense, you replaced it.
That's a little makeup.
That's what it says.
They don't do that.
That's what it says you can do. Yeah. So in a modern day situation, if you had that 20 saw in a bar and 3 lugan got poured into it, disqualifying it, so you would have to wait until the rain came down and caused the bar to overflow 20 saw before it would then become kosher again. All right. Yeah, no, we're talking, of course, I'm talking about, if you have two boros of 20 saw each, and you connected them with a pipe which is thick enough for you to be able to move your fingers inside the pipes, it's a certain shear, whatever that shear is, let's say a tefach, a shear, whatever the shear is, and they connect, that's called a shaka, and that connects the two together, and as long as they are connected, you know, here we're talking about 2020, that's not the way McFollis work today. Today you have 40 saw in a bar, it connects, as long as you've connected to it one time, even though you may not be connected to it now, it may have gone down, it doesn't matter, you're match of the water with Hashaka. And now, even though it's below the hole, it would still be kosher. But I'm talking about here in this case, so you have 20 and 20, and now you have three lugin fall into one of the two puddles. We're going to call them a puddle, whatever. We could call
reservoirs.
It reservoirs. One of the two reservoirs of water. So now, you don't know which one it fell into. So we're comparing it to the din that we just said with the truma. What could you do? Here it goes. The chayin shnei mikvos, v'zu asim so, v'nof lu shoshes lu gil ma'im shufim l'tech ha'achas ma'en, v'yedu al ze'em v'nof lu, you don't know which one, rotz l'hotzi kivuyo psula mizem otzi, if you want to remove the equivalent of the disqualified gathering from this mikvah, you could do so, mizem otzi, or you could do it from this one. In other words, you can run your stream of water through reservoir number one till reservoir number one has had its water replaced, plus then some. He has a name for it. It's called Mlo'o Va'od. That's the word that he calls it in seven. You can read about it. Mlo'o Va'od. So if you have Mlo'o Va'od out of bar number one, good enough. Even though bar number two, you didn't touch at all. That's his Kiddush. Even Matzim Yizem, you could even do half of the shear. So what you would do is you'd be running, I guess, 10... You'd be rinsing out 10 saw plus from one and 10 saw from the other. That would also be good. The comparison to Truma is an obvious flaw in this comparison. What's the obvious flaw? No, better than that. Zon besser. In the case of Truma, right, we look at the 50 and the 50 as if they're combined. The 20 and the 20 are not combined. The only way that can combine is if you put a pipe between them. Cause mind that they don't have that pipe, they are totally separate and distinct entities. They have no halachic connection whatsoever. So it's very difficult to see the jump from Truma, where the two piles of 50 actually have a connection together. And the fact that if you fell in one, they can be mitzarif the two of them together. That's the din. But here, the 220s are not mitzarif together unless you have that pipe. And we're not talking about where you have the pipe.
Why is that so?
Why is what so? Why is it going to work anyway? Or why?
Why don't we connect it?
Why what?
Why don't we connect it? Because they're not touching.
Mikvah requires 40 saw.
And truma, it
doesn't require something. Truma is a shear. So the shear, we have 50 saw hole in here, 50 saw hole in here. We have a saw of truma that fell into one of them. We don't know which one because of the suffix that was ola on both of them. So therefore, we can starve them. It's all part of the same suffix. So there's a connection. But by the mikvah, it's very different. I don't see the connection between these two halachas at all, personally. I mean, maybe the...
If you were saying by the mikvah that it would work, that you consider the 20 and the 20 is 40... then the three wouldn't
possible
anything.
Correct. You're pointing out the fallacy of the whole idea. Correct.
Right.
Correct. That's right. Now, this may have be tied up into whether the three glugin possling water is a derisa or not. It may have something to do with that. I didn't research that particular aspect of it. Okay. Now we're going to go a little further. Next case. These are all interesting cases that we're going to throw together. Some real. The next piece of Gemara I hold is a Musar Haskel. Ready for this? Okay. Reb Shimon v'Shem bar Padoya. Ha'ilufan of shnei kupas. You had two boxes. Okay? And those of you remember, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
The box where Carol is standing. You remember that? Okay. You have two boxes. Bezu chamishim saw, bezu chamishim saw. Each one has 50 saw. Nofla saw truma l'toch achas mehem. And a saw of truma fell into one of them. V'yodua. And we know which one it fell into. Okay, there's not a suffix. We know it fell, let's call them A and B. We know that the saw of Truma fell into A, right? So that's the way it started. Now, before you got a chance to take it out, the Acher Kach Noflo Shmio, and afterwards another saw of Truma fell. But we don't know whether it fell in A or B. So what do you say? Aymrim, what do we say? Lamakam Shenofla Harishina Sham Nofla Shnia. The one that had another one is number A. That's where the first one fell. So we say probably the second one also fell there. Why? The Gemara says. Lama, why? Shetolin Kalkola Bimakulkal. If something was already messed up, if there's future mess ups, it probably get messed up that one too. If you're messed up, if there's problems, you're probably the cause. It's a Musar Haskel. I said this to my Harusha. He said, I learned in Scranton too long. My kids, this resonates with me. Toilin kakol v'mukoko. I don't know what you're talking about. What's Chus got doing?
That's the problem.
Talking about
this is a lot of old rabbin had this philosophy. This guy's already wasted. So
if there's a problem in the classroom, probably it's the guy who's a troublemaker that's causing future problems. I mean, I think that stands to reason.
I think if you label that kid for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
If you weren't that guy, it stands to reason.
Okay. I don't want to go on record here on the tape with what happened to me and where I went to school, so I'll wait till
Scranton.
The end. No, not in Scranton. I'm going prior to Scranton. Scranton.
Muncie.
Muncie.
Stop
I have Muncie. Muncie Valley. You sure Spring Valley stories for you? I will tell you after we close the tape. Okay. Anyway,
Hurry
up. We'll see if Svi stays online. That'll be the test. We've got, look at what we have here. We follow along, right? We're saying that A has both the one that was Vadai, and also we're saying also has the Sofek one, right? So B we're saying is 100% clear. But now let's go ahead and add 50 to A. Another, a different 50, not any of the 50 here. Add another 50 to A, so you're mavatal, the one that you know for sure fell into A. So I marba until 100, so it's batal, right? So now, once that truma is batal, what happens? So now that one's no longer mekulkal. The whole svar we had to say that it fell into it was because it was mekulkal, but it did tshuva. Right, it did tshuva.
That's Sammy's philosophy.
You did tshuva. I want to see tshuva. Prove to me you did tshuva. I don't assume you did tshuva. Prove it to me.
Add another 50.
If I see you add another 50, then I'll believe it. Okay. So then, malo mater, you'll be mater that number A. V'hashnia chazulo chichas. Now, it's going to impact the second one, because now you have no reason to say it fell into A anymore than to say it fell into B, so they both become osir. This is the tricky part of this song. They're both osir.
Why doesn't A have 100 at this point?
A only had 100 to be mavatal the one. But if both of them fell into A, 100 wouldn't be enough. You would need 200. So all you've done is it's interesting. By adding, you've made it worse. Because before you assumed that there was Makokol, so you assumed they both fell into A and B was Mutter. Because Tolan Kalkolab and Makokol. Now you added 50 to A and we're Mavatal the one, so it's no longer Makokol, so now you have an even Suffolk. Maybe it fell into A, maybe it fell into B.
Does the two have to fall at the same time?
No.
One
Yeah, so it's like it's not there. Moscow.
Now the second one goes in.
Well, you mean after they had the 100? No. Obviously, we're talking about before then. We're going sequentially. One falls in for sure. And then the next one falls in Suffolk, and then you added the 50. Okay. That's the case.
Okay, so can you add another 49?
Okay, hold on, hold on. We're going to come to that. We'll come to
right
that
now,
in,
B we'll come is to still that in okay, a
second.
Right?
1 second. We're going to come to that in a second. We're coming to that in a second. Just 1 second. What's that?
The second box, B.
B, yeah?
That should be still okay.
It's not, because now you have an even Suffolk. Did it fall into A or did it fall into B? You have no reason to say it fell into A more than to say it fell into B. Previously you did because it was Makoko, but now you fixed the Kalkola, and therefore it's an even Suffolk. Very interesting. It's a very interesting din. Right? That's in the, if you look at the end of 18, that's where he writes what I just told you. Hence, we can no longer apply the principle. And thus, both boxes are now considered meduma. Let's go on. Mem dalama base. Nimsu shtei saw in olos meya v'chamishim saw. Because if you wouldn't say that, then it would come out that the two saw are nullified by 150. Right? In other words, what the Yerushalmi is trying to tell you, what's the alternative to saying what we just said? The alternative would be to say what? We started off saying that the suffix fell into A. Then you went ahead and you added 100 and you said, okay, now it's batal, it's mevatal the truma. So now you have a suffix. What?
You added 50.
I added 50. But now we have 100. So it's batal. And so what are you going to say? You don't know which one it's in? Well, it's not in B. We already said it wasn't in B. We're not going back on what we said before. So that LMI is an A. Well, we have 100 now. Let it be Mavatlet. So that's the idea here. And if you were to say that, you would end up being Mavatl 2 in 100, which, or 2 in 150, which is not the right share. Okay, whatever. That's the idea.
Why isn't it the right idea if you did it sequentially?
What do you mean by sequentially?
After you 150
not together in one pile? They're separate. Okay. Yeah. You have 100 and you have 50. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And one will explain it more in detail. We're not going to get into it now. Now we have, this is all from Simo, right? So now we have the converse of what we just said. Before we said you felt the one that was Vade fell in first. What happens if the Suffolk falls in first and then the Vade falls in? So, right? Shtei kupas. You start off, we don't know which one's a suffix. And then a second saw falls in. And that one you know fell into A. Right? So first you started with the suffix, and now you have a vadai. So, you don't work it backwards and say, well, since the second one fell in there, so the first one probably also fell in there, because Ein Tolin Kalkola Elba Mekokol is a svara where you had a kilkol to start off with. So then you could say that the suffix probably fell into that one, which was Mekokol. But to say Lemafreya, since later on it became Mekokol, so now we know Lemafreya that it fell in there, that you don't say.
But it's the same logic as in the first.
It's similar logic. Not exactly.
It's not as strong.
Now, Reba Lachas Mehenu V'Tola Shalgay. You inadvertently added, of course, all these Rebas are all going to be inadvertent because otherwise it's inadvertent, it wouldn't work, right? So the Yisham is careful. It always says it. Reba Lachas Mehenu V'Tola Shalgay. It always will say the word Shalgay, okay? So if subsequently you inadvertently added Chulin to one of the boxes and you revatle it, Malo Mater, what you do is you take out the saw that fell in there and give it to the Kohen. That'll be matcha the rest of it. And the second one will remain prohibited until you marv on that box, because that box, you had a suffix before and it's still a suffix. So you don't know whether it's matcha or not. Okay? Let's see. I may not have said this right. Let's see. It says over here in number 5, when it says, Oh boy, I may not have said this right. One second. In saying he added horn to one of them, the Gemara means he added the additional 50 saw specifically to box B, the doubtful box. That box is now permissible because even the unknown saw fell there. It was nullified, and we gave the saw to the Kohen. Box A, which definitely contains the saw of Truma, and possibly a second saw, but only 50 saw of Chulin, remains forbidden until an additional 50 saw of Chulin are added to it. At that point, the aggregate of 200 Chulin saw between both boxes will permit even box A after one saw is raised. That's the way he's... So it has to work. What he's doing here is very important. I said it in the wrong order. I had it that you put 50 first in box A. That's not going to work because you might have had both saw there, in which case you need 200. So what he does is, he's very clever. So what he does is, he first puts 50 on box B. If that was the one that the Suffolk fell into when we revatle it and you gave one to the Cohen, you're all clear. Box A for sure has one, so we have to put another 50 in there. Take out one and give it to the Cohen. You have to take out one and give it to the Cohen. For sure that one had one, right? So now the Suffolk was also there. Well, we have 100 here and 100 here. That's 200. And then we would starve together to move off of the whole thing. That's the Kuntz over here. Okay? Very good. Next. Now. This is going back on the thing with the comparison with the mikvah. Mashal matan truma, mashal malan chulin. Is this a comparison? He's asking a question. It's not in the words of the Yerushalmi. He's assuming that's what the Yerushalmi means. It's understandable to say that which is we're saying lower box and upper box. It doesn't mean that. It just means two separate boxes. One is described as the lower box. One is the upper box. But they're just borrowing that term because often there's, by mikvah, there's lamala and lamata, so they're using the terminology the same. Don't worry about that. What's in the bottom box is truma. What's in the top box is chulin. In other words, where you're going to take the saw out of. You're going to take a saw out of one of these piles and give it to the Kohen. So you might decide to take it out of pile number A and give that to the Kohen. You might decide to take the saw out of pile number B and give that to the Kohen. Mashal malon, matan chulin, mashal malon, truma. The data had never told you. It's up to you. You decide whatever you want. Wolf for mikveh came, but is that true by the mikveh as well? I'm a mashal amatan kivuya kashera, mashal amalan kivuya psula. Can he say the water in the lower mikveh, that's water which is clear without the gimel lugin, and the water in the upper one, that's the one which has the gimel lugin? Is that totally in his das? No. That's the Gemara's kasha. Mashal matan kivuya psula, mashal amal kivuya kishera. The daite hadavar toli. That's the question. 8. Is it up to him to decide that 3 lugin fell on the upper mikvah? Of course not. The 3 lugin of shu'uvin were not nullified, so even if 1,000 saw of rainwater were to be subsequently fall into the mikvah, into which these 3 lugin fell, that mikvah would remain invalid until the disqualified gathering was drained from it. That's the way he learns it. Okay, there are other ways to learn this Gemara, but that's enough for now. I Amar Kupas Malos Mugurus Animalos. You said 2 boxes combine, whereas 2 storerooms do not combine. Hey Chavida, how so? Shnei Mugurus for Shnei Aliyos. If 2 storerooms contain 50 saw in 2 attics, but also saw Trum Lachzmei, and one saw fell into one of those 2 storerooms. Shnei and Asur, they both are Asur because we're not going to starve the 2 of them together. That's Pashat. If you went ahead and you were Marbe on one of the storerooms, you made it up to, you had another 50, right? Malo Mater, you take off the soft of the coin, and that's Mater, that particular storeroom. Now, what about the second storeroom? Hashnia, the second storeroom, Lekisha Yarbola, Shogeg, Himataris. When you add another 50 to that one, it's mutter. But there's one difference. Eino tricha aliyah. Here already, you don't have to give the coin anything, right? Because you know, you already gave the coin from the first one. So you don't have to give another coin another one. There's only one involved here, and the only reason you have to give it back is because it's Mammon coin. I paid him back his Mammon already. So therefore, the second one, you won't have to be Milo. That's the way
to do it. So why do you need to add another 50?
But you have to add 50 because they're not Mistarif. They're storerooms.
So what are you Mavatel, though?
When you add 50, you're Mavatel storeroom number one. Add another 50, you're Mavatel storeroom number two.
Right, but storeroom number two, you said that there's no Seah.
There's what?
You said nothing fell into it, you said.
It's a Suffolk. We don't know.
We don't know where
it
fell.
This is a case of Suffolk. You don't know whether it fell in number one or number two. They're both Osir.
No, I thought you said that.
How are you Materit? Doing that. Yeah. I count. That's what it says over here.
Yeah.
857. Let me just shut this off so I can tell you this.